My name is Clinton Stacy.
My name is now Christina Stacy.
We worked together about 10 years ago at a grocery store, ironically, Winn-Dixie, that was here in town.
I honestly don't think we spoke to each other but maybe two words the whole time that he worked there.
And we started dating in March. We actually got engaged in November. And the 26th of December, we went and bought our marriage license. $40. $35.50 if you'd be technical, but we'll round it to $40.
So $35.50 is at stake here.
Right, right. You know, it doesn't seem like a lot of money, but, you know, in these times, you know, $35 comes, you know, it helps out. Any bit, penny pinching helps, you know. We had went religiously every week to try to catch one of the judges in their chambers to have them sign it.
But it just seemed like nothing was working out. The weather was bad. We can never catch a judge in office.
The marriage license is only good for 30 days. And we thought, you know, we're just going to have to chalk it up as a loss. You know, maybe it's just not meant to be this time. So we just, you know, well, we'll just go out later and get another marriage license and do it over. So we were just coming out to the grocery shop. I had a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt on, and she had a pair of jeans and I think a long sleeve t-shirt.
As you can see, he's a big guy. He eats a lot of food. So we come here quite a bit.
And we're both the type that we like to be together with everything that we do. When I was parking, I thought, I saw a lady that I thought from behind. I said, that kind of looked like Judge Stevens.
I'm the Perry County District Judge. This is a small town. Everybody knows everybody. And if you don't know someone, you know someone who knows that person. Court was canceled because of the weather. I came to the store. I just needed a few things. I was on my way up to my boyfriend's mother's house.
We come around through the meat section, and I seen her at Judge Stevens in the produce aisle. And she cut down the organic food, so I kind of flanked her from the rear there and come in the front.
He said, I'm Clinton Stacy. This is my fiancée, Christina Hall. And he said, we've had our marriage license for a while now, and court's been closed. As it turns out, it actually expired Friday, the day we did it.
She said, do you want me to sign them here? You know, kind of surprised, you know.
I've never been asked to do a wedding in Food City before, no.
I went out. Got the marriage license, and by the time I came in here, Judge Stevens was going to the Food City office to have the vows faxed to her from her secretary. Christina was going to the deli to grab a witness.
Judge Stevens said, you know, this is the Valentine's aisle. There's some arches here already. She said, what do you all think about this aisle? It is the Valentine's candy aisle, and there's the red and white arches up above like you would have in a wedding ceremony. The arches, candles, cards, love and hearts everywhere.
Snack cakes,
candy.
Food City has everything but the dress, right? They've got the cake, they've got the flowers, the decorations. They fixed up, it looked like a dozen roses. It was beautiful.
Anna is the manager of the deli, and she was behind me here during the ceremony. And I looked back, and actually her entire deli crew was behind us. There was actually three on each side.
Literally walked down the aisle. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Aisle four at Food City.
I give her, you know, a big open-mouth kiss right here in aisle four. There is an eruption of applause and hoots and hollers going on behind us, and it was a nice little nice moment. After it was all said and done, we all went back grocery shopping. The employees went back to work. Everybody went back grocery shopping. I think we passed Leanne, Judge Stevens there in the aisles a couple of times and checked out and went home.